It's the Gadget Grill for Mother's Day.
Yes, we have a Mother's Day special for you. We have a mother in the studio.
No, we don't. We do. Is that the reason why you're so large? You're a mother. You're a mother in waiting, or you're an expecting mother? Is that the reason why you're so large?
No. Mother, my favorite double noun.
What? Oh, right. Gotcha. Yeah, of course. Welcome to the May 10th version of edition variant of the Gadget Grill. My name is Lee Stark.
I am Gary Stark, and a very good Sunday evening to you all.
Oh, and a happy birthday to you, sir.
Oh, yes. I turned old on yesterday.
Older. I guess you're old. You're old already. You're older now.
Yeah, it's all a matter of degree.
When do you get to oldest?
Well, I'm the oldest person in the studio at the moment.
Oh, okay, well, that's fair. I mean,
I'm the oldest person in the station at this point in time, looking around and seeing who. Although Nikki's a bit older than me, I think.
No. Nikki's not older than you. No.
She says she's older than everyone, yes.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I don't think anyone's older than you right now.
No. I had a very, very pleasant birthday, thank you for not asking.
I didn't really want to know, but, exactly. You know, it's like, I guess it's my job as your son to not ask.
No, exactly.
It's not like I'd listen to anything else you do.
Yes. Well, should we tell the listener what we're going to do tonight, or should we just...
just continue hammering on, yabbering on about how uneventful your birthday was?
Yeah, and how uneventful my Mother's Day was. Nobody gave me any Mother's Day presents. I'm disappointed.
That's because you're not a mother yet. You've actually got to have the baby first.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
the mistake you're making.
Did Nikki get anything for Mother's Day? She hasn't given birth yet.
Right. Yeah, okay. Now I think we should ask. We should say what's on the show tonight.
Okay, well, you can start, because I haven't got a clue.
No, you're the one doing it.
Oh, it's my show. That's right. Yes.
So don't stuff it up, because if you do, I'll fire you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing Google Mail. We're going to talk about some shortcuts and cool tricks that you can do in Google Mail. So if you're a Google Mail user, then this will be very, very useful for you. If you're not, then become one.
Join. It's better than Hotmail.
That's damning with faint praise.
It's better than most mail. So hell, I don't use my regular mail that I get through my provider over this. I prefer Gmail.
Yeah. So what else have we got today?
We've got some news. I think we're not sure. Are we talking about the Samsung phone, or are we doing Star Trek?
Well, we could do both.
We could do both. Let's try and do both. We might be talking about Star Trek. We haven't decided yet.
Oh, yeah.
And we might be talking
nothing like planning. That's the Gadget Grill. We do nothing like planning the show.
No. We do nothing near planning. It's it's kind of entertaining, that. But not
Seat
very.
Seat of the Pants Radio, as somebody famous said just a few moments ago to us, didn't they?
Really?
Oh, yes, they did. He's nodding his head in there.
Wait, is he famous? Oh, he's famous on 2RDJ.
Yes.
You can hear him on The Shed every Tuesday and another time.
Listener, say hello to Mr. Peter Worthington. Hello, Peter.
And that echo kind of worked, didn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what we've got on the show, as well as some other stuff. We've got some news coming out, some disturbing Guitar Hero news.
Oh, anything to do with Guitar Hero.
Some disturbing Guitar Hero news.
How about Karaoke Hero? Can we have Karaoke Hero?
No, that's called SingStar. Could you not shout? My ears are kind of...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, great.
Can we have Karaoke Hero?
No. Because that would be SingStar. I think I just answered that.
Oh.
So instead, to not have this, let's just actually get into some music. This is a new Jenny Owen Youngs with Led to the Sea. It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. My name is Lee Stark.
Oh, and that would be your name. I guess that means that I must be Gary Stark.
No, if you don't want to be Gary Stark, you don't have to be Gary Stark.
This hat could be Gary Stark.
That hat could be Gary Stark. No, it couldn't, because it's my hat, and I'd prefer not to, you know, distort its name by having it be you rather than me.
That sounds reasonable to me.
We've got some news right now because...
we have some news!
Because that's the way the show works, yeah.
What, you starting?
No, you can start.
Okay. In absolutely the most urgent news that you can possibly understand, the Queen of Jordan is on Twitter and has been tweeting
There's a Queen of Jordan?
There is a Queen of Jordan, and she has been tweeting on the Pope's visit to Jordan.
Wow, how nice of her.
Yeah. Jordan's Queen Rania has posted on Twitter about Pope Benedict's first ever visit to an Arab country.
Right, so she's doing a live tweet on Wow.
Yeah, but he's obviously
Can we get some video feed for the listener?
We probably can, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but the Pope's obviously been playing soccer on this trip because it says as the pontiff kicked off his Holy Land tour.
Wow, so, yeah, great.
So Twitter is even affecting royalty.
Really?
Yes.
That's kind of cool. I have news about Guitar Hero, which disturbs me quite thoroughly.
Yes.
There are two news items with Guitar Hero this week.
Two and a half.
Just two. They're both as equally disturbing as the other. The first one is Guitar Hero is going to have DJ Hero quite soon, which looks like you have to buy yet another accessory, another useless video game accessory. This is getting a bit ridiculous, I think, you know, with all the Wii accessories, the Rock Band guitar kit and everything.
Yeah.
So you now have a DJ panel with three buttons on it. You know, like, what the hell?
And which three should I take?
It gets worse because there's a possibility that Guitar Hero could have a reality TV show made out of it. Now, this is a video game where you pretend to play an instrument, and it could have a reality TV show. This is from CNET.
I think they should do a reality show for those people who play air guitar, and you can release a blank CD containing all of the great air guitar hits. I think that's what we should do. That was very, very frighteningly what you've just said.
It was. And I've turned my flip off, unfortunately, because I've already run out of battery power. Just chewed through those last batteries I used.
Oh, dear.
I guess I won't be doing that little segment I planned earlier.
Well, not the way you wanted
to. Not the way I wanted it to. I'll work out something else later on. Anyway, that is disturbing, a Guitar Hero reality TV show. So, whatever.
Okay.
What have you got?
I've got a worm that can infect home modems and
You should
routers.
Get that looked at, Dad. If you've got a worm that can infect home routers, you should seriously get... Is that part of the swine flu? Is the worm part of the swine flu? Check yourself...
Leave the studio equipment alone.
Get yourself checked out if you have a worm that can infect home routers.
Yeah, apparently there is a botnet that that can affect cable... and DSL router modems. So that is actually quite serious.
Indeed.
If you've got one that is a Linux-based one, then you need to be a little bit careful of that, lest your modem gets infected. You should need to disinfect it, I guess.
Indeed. Speaking of some pricks who have made worms, hackers have broken into the University of California's database and have stolen over 160,000 students.
Mine.
Information including over 100,000 social security numbers, which is medical information apparently wasn't stolen, but social security numbers, that's a pretty big thing in America, and the FBI and other police are investigating this now. I don't know why you would want to steal a social security number.
Oh, you can use them to start bank accounts. You can do all sorts of things.
Oh.
Once you have a social security number, that's like a tax file number here.
Go American government system.
Yeah. On the subject of the American government, the pseudo-government in America, Mr. Bill Gates, has apparently made an $18 million donation...
I heard about this, yes.
...to the University of New South Wales.
For HIV HIV drug therapy or something?
HIV, yes, exactly. HIV yeah. drug therapy.
I wasn't aware the UNSW, like University of New South Wales, was that far ahead in this development.
Apparently they are, and Bill Gates has given them $18 million to assist with the research.
I
think that is wonderful. Thank you very much, Mr. Gates. We do appreciate your generosity. Wait.
You're not getting the money. What do you care?
No, but it's going to help all of mankind. And even the females as well. It's going to help female kind as well.
You're saying it's going to help people. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. It's going to help womankind and mankind.
Okay. Do you have any more news over there?
I've got one more item.
Okay, you list your
Do I have
item.
One more item? Let me see. If this is it's two-page... No, it's actually got two items here.
I've got some for the iPhone. iPhone had an amazing amount of games released this week. And if you're a gamer and you like that... I've got a lot of game news today. That's disturbing, isn't
it? Well, that's game of you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. I told you I'd slap you every time I'd...
Stop it, I like it.
Oh, thank you. You slapped yourself. That'll work. Yeah.
Stop it, I like
Terminator Salvation for the iPhone this week. Myst. Remember that game, Myst?
A long time ago, yes.
Yeah.
I missed it.
For the iPhone, it's actually a 1.2 gig install for the iPhone.
I actually went out into the fog and missed.
Wow. Stop it, or else I'll fire you again.
Promises, promises.
Yeah, yeah, no, no. Missed the new Need for Speed game for the iPhone, which apparently looks just like an actual
Need
console game.
Need for Speed
game.
On the iPhone.
Apparently it's really good.
That would be interesting.
It's $12. I'm very tempted to take it for a spin. Do you like what I did there? Do you like what I did there? Yeah.
You are so good. Come here while I slap you, my son.
No, thank you. No. That's illegal in some states. And okay. Flashback, which is an old game for Sega Mega Drive. It was one of the first 3D games. I'm just in bliss. I'm going to run out of money so quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
The financial crisis and the consumer need for lower costs of products has brought about a rise in the temptation to purchase pirated goods in Australia.
Oh, yes, yeah. Australians are more tempted from this survey. Is this the survey where Australians are more tempted to pirate than anything else?
It's something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I read a thing, and this had to do with games as well, that most gamers have no problem pirating, because they probably shouldn't think, considering that the cost of games in Australia is so high, for some reason no one's ever answered us why we're still paying $80 to $120 for a game.
That costs $20
in the US. That costs $20 or $30 in the US. It makes no sense.
Well, I could ask the same question about...
Music?
Well, music, I was thinking of...
Blu-rays?
Of phones, you know, just sort of wireless
yeah,
phones.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, why is it that you can buy a 4-phone set in America for around about $65 US and the same 4-handset phones kit... costs around about $300 here. Somebody is being ripped off.
Yeah, and it's definitely us. Yes. It's just ridiculous. Oh, here's a news story for you. I've got two. I've got one on the next Apple Store. Didn't another Apple Store open this week?
Another Apple Store opened in the Gold Coast yesterday.
Yesterday,
on my birthday.
On your birthday. Did they send you an iTunes card to thank you?
They did not send me an iTunes card. I'm really pissed with them.
That's
Apple,
terrible.
Naughty people.
Anyway, they're opening the next one if you live in Melbourne. They're opening yet another one in Melbourne.
Whereabouts in Melbourne?
Hold on, it's here. It says Westfield Doncaster.
That's actually, if you're in Melbourne, it's Doncaster.
Really?
That's how they pronounce it, yes.
Okay.
Doncaster.
I have one other news story that's quite interesting. If it would just actually load, it would be fantastic. Here we go. An Oregon man used an electric dog collar to shock his kids.
Does he play a Hammond organ?
I don't know. He used this electric dog collar to shock his kids because, ready for this? This is your sort of guy.
Oh, dear. This is frightening.
Because he thought it was funny.
No, that is not funny.
What, you don't like the zzz? Hey, zzz, zzz. Well, you don't think that's funny?
Well, have I used one on you? Not lately.
I've always wondered why I came out so screwed up, so I wonder if maybe that's because you used one of those.
Actually, I used two of them, one on each.
Yeah, that's right. Wonderful. That would explain a lot about me, but probably not some good stuff. We have some music ahead of time. I think we're getting our Australian content quota done with this song, aren't we?
Oh, well, close
some
to,
of it. Yeah,
yeah, some
I
of
guess
it.
You're 20. We're supposed to play, most people aren't aware of this, we're supposed to play 25% Australian music. That's the basic rule.
Yes.
We hit it around 20%.
Because if we play one song, that's 20%, because we typically play
five songs. That's right,
songs.
Yeah.
We could reduce the music content down to four, and then if we play one, we'd be 25%, and everybody would be happy.
Yeah.
Except we'd have to find more content
to
blabber
on
about.
We'd have to speak more about our art. Yeah.
Unless we find a few more longer pieces, you know, some Miles Davis or something.
Yeah, but...
Or some Mingus. We could do some Mingus, 20
minutes.
Who wants
to listen to jazz? I mean, this is not the time slot for jazz, is it?
Well, you've got jazz down here further down.
Shahush. This is not the time slot. This is like the time slot for pop and rock, you know, which is
like
why
something like Eskimo Joe and How Does It Feel?
Yeah, yeah, a bit like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you think he's crazy, you've yet to hear Andrew Beale every Sunday from midday, featuring none more than himself. The Andrew Beale Show, only on 2RDJ.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. If you're listening to us on the radio, how lucky for you. You have coverage, because most people don't. And if for some reason you're getting bad coverage or you want to listen to us slightly better, head to www.radio2rdj.com to listen to us online. Or if for some reason that you want to find out anything we're talking about on the show tonight, including later on our review, which we've decided on Star Trek. Sorry, Samsung, we'll do you next week. If for some reason you want to check out anything we're talking about, including video reviews of stuff that we do.
Or you can even check us out.
Yeah, there's because we're really sexy. Yeah. We're dead sexy. Yeah, we're usually dead and sexy. You can
not
find,
at the same time.
Depends on how the mood we're in. If any of you have shocked me with an electric collar. If you want to find out any of what we're talking about, head to www.gadgetgrill.com.
And if you understand us, please send us
can I even finish my domain listing before you do this?
Sorry.
If you want to find out anything we're talking about without my dad interrupting, which it's probably the case, head to www.gadgetgrill.com.au. Right now, we've got our feature. Take it away.
Just take it outside?
Yeah, right. Yeah, just you know, beat the shit up.
Okay, just let me throw
am
these.
I allowed to say that?
I already have. Yeah. I'll throw these out the window.
Yeah.
Our feature story tonight, feature article, is going to be on Gmail, using Google Mail as your mail. Provides you with some very interesting features. If you don't already use it, then get along to Google and sign up for a Gmail address. It is very, very inexpensive, as in gratis, and as such it represents very good value. And once you choose yourself a Gmail address, the typical thing is that you get your username at gmail.com. So that would be, for instance, it might be leestark@gmail.com, which it's not.
Yes, it's not. So don't go sending things to it.
Well, if you do, it'll go to someone, not you.
I've actually had people send stuff to me to my address expecting it's someone else, and I've had to email them back saying...
sorry, it's wrong.
No, I usually email them back saying, oh, this is really nice, but I'm not who that is.
Yeah, yeah. But your username would be, you know, for instance, leestark. But, of course, you can put periods in that, lee.stark if you want to.
Mm.
And Google, in parsing that email address, totally ignores the full stops in that name.
So you're telling me if I want to subscribe to an address without, you know, giving too much out, and I could put, if my address was lee.stark or lee.stark, I could put l.e.i.g.h.stark?
You could.
And it would ignore the dots?
It would ignore all of the dots.
Interesting.
It would join the dots and ignore them.
What a useless thing!
It's actually quite good, because it provides you with a means of starting to sort your emails before they even come to you, which is a good thing about actually the next feature of Gmail's addressing, which is at the end of the name address, the name part of your email address. So Lee Stark. Before the at sign, you can put a plus sign and then anything you like. It will still come to you, but it will come to you pre-sorted, and you will know from whence it came. If you, for instance, want to sign up for something and you think these people are going to spam you...
You can put Lee Stark's plus spam. Plus sign?
Lee Stark, the plus sign, and then the word spam.
So if you sign up to a whole bunch of gadget newsletters, you can add... You can do the Lee Stark, your name... Which is, you know, in this case, we're using Lee Stark.
Yep.
Plus sign gadget. And then everything that you come in is sorted with that gadget thing.
Yes. And then you can use filtering to throw that straight into a folder so you can have it pre-sorted.
Cool.
Now, it gets better than that. You could do gadget 01, gadget 02 for different ones. And if you start getting spam from one of those addresses, you know exactly where it came from if you use a different one for each different thing that you sign up to. And you can go back to those people and say, you know, sort of, you've used my email address not in compliance with what your stated privacy
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, like anyone really cares about that.
Yeah. But what's better than that is, of course, that you can immediately just filter all of those particular emails straight into the spam bucket to be automatically deleted, and you never need to see them.
Hmm.
So that's pretty good. Okay, they're the first couple of things. Now, if you want to view your unread messages, first of all, have them at the very top of your list.
Yeah, because usually it's scattered throughout.
That's right. Search on the string. Set up your search box in Google Mail so that the label is unread and the label is inbox. So you set it up with two labels in your search box So anything that is unread in your inbox, and they will come up all at the top of your list.
Hmm.
Very simple, very easy to do.
We should mention also that Google's got an amazing amount of storage. So
8 gigabytes, isn't it?
Yeah, I've heard it's technically unlimited. I mean, it must be hard to fill it. But there are some interesting hacks to get around Google Mail that let you store it.
Well, that's one of the ones that I have here, in fact. Because if you remember last week, we were talking about using your ISP for offsite storage.
I heard Google don't like people doing this.
Well, they may not like it, but you can actually use Gmail like an external hard drive.
Which is kind of cool. It's a cloud computing hard drive.
Yes, yes. There's actually for Windows a shell extension. We'll put the URL for this up on the website because it's a bit long to try and read out.
Oh, no, go on. Please try. Go on, Dad. Please try to read.
Softpedia.com.
No. I was kidding. I was really kidding.
But what it does is when you add this extension, it adds your Gmail space. It appears in your Windows Explorer windows as an external drive.
Cool.
You want to throw stuff in there?
Want to back up your images?
Exactly.
Good idea.
And with 8 gig available to you there, then if you're a Mac user, there is a similar application called Gdisk that
I've heard of Gdisk before, yep.
And if you're using Linux, Gmail FS, which would be file system. One of the problems that I've found with Gmail, of course, is that you can have numerous alias email addresses, but the standard Gmail only allows you to have one specific signature.
Oh, that's true, yes. Yeah.
If you want to have different signatures, then you can get an extension on Firefox, plus if you're using GreaseMonkey, which is an extension manager, it automates the signature process. And based upon the address that you're sending your email from, it automatically inserts an HTML formatted signature appropriate to the email address from which you're sending your email.
Cool.
So that's not bad. What else have we got? On the subject of using multiple Google accounts, you can actually get a couple of script extensions for Firefox that will let you automate changing between the different email addresses that you might have. So you can have different Google accounts, and you can actually have them set up with the right sort of extension. This is the Gmail manager one. It gives you a menu bar in Firefox and juggle multiple accounts, sign in, sign out, do all that sort of crap.
I'm quite surprised you didn't mention any of the Google Lab stuff in there.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I thought we got enough to cover there. And the Google Labs is some more experimental stuff. It's not quite, or it's often not quite
production
ready.
I'd like to mention a few, which is some interesting.
Go for it.
Actually, at the top of Google Mail, you might not have realized, you can now change the background to something kind of cooler and sleeker. You don't do it. You don't like it, but I quite like
I think most backgrounds that people choose. I like redefine the word ugly.
I like my desk. I got this desk one, and it changes the ink blots and all sorts of things all the time.
It changes the porn on the background, does it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because everyone loves the porn. Anyway, Google Labs is actually it looks like a green beaker at the top of your screen. That's the link for Google Labs. Google Labs lets you turn on and off some, as Dad said, some experimental things. Some of the experimental things include basic things, links to your Google documents, calendar information. But some of the more interesting things that you can actually turn on are like having a location in your signature. So where you are, Google Maps automatically looks it up, and as you send it out, your information is in there as Google Signature.
We are coming to get you.
There's another one in there that's actually quite cool. If you've mentioned in your email that you've attached something, you can turn this on, and it will...
That's actually available as an extension to Gmail, not just in the Labs.
Oh, well, the Labs, you have to just turn it on, and it's done.
Okay.
And if you've forgotten to attach it, this thing will remind you. Have you attached something?
You forgot something.
Yeah, without that high-pitched voice, how did you do that? Anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff in Google Labs. I really recommend trying it out because multiple inboxes, being able to do all those extensions you basically talked about, but within it, as we've mentioned, they're experimental, so whether they work half the time or not is kind of it. We've got a song right now because we play songs on the radio now. You know, they play songs on the radio now.
Isn't that nice of them? Is this not karaoke?
No, this is... Well, in a similar tradition to karaoke, this is from a Japanese animated TV show, actually. This is from Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex, which is a TV show based off the movie series Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
And this is... I think Yoko Kanno has written this with Scott Matthew, who's producing it, but this is Beauty Is Within Us.
Peter, dear, look what you've done to your forlorn and once beloved.
88.1 Radio 2RDJ. See, I did it right that time. No screw-ups this week.
Which you just screwed up in announcing that.
No, I didn't. I was just...
Well, by announcing that there
was... I was certifying that there were no screw-ups.
By announcing that there's no screw-ups, you screwed up.
No, I didn't.
Because it goes without saying that there are no screw-ups, because we are fully prepared.
Yeah, we're fully prepared here at the Gadget Grill, where we have no idea what... We have every idea what we're doing, some of the time.
Occasionally.
Some of the time. And right now, we're going to look at probably the geekiest movie to hit. There's a lot of geeky movies this summer, actually. Transformers, Terminator, Harry Potter... Which way I won't be seeing, but
none of them.
You know,
of course,
my girlfriend might drag me to it.
None of them will come close to the new Star Trek.
That's right, J.J. Abrams' reinvention of the Star Trek franchise, which we are not going to give any spoilers away on how he does that, but he manages to take the formula that Star Trek has done over the years and completely reinvent it to something that isn't tired. It was an excellent movie.
It was a lot of fun. We saw it on the big screen at the IMAX.
The Hoyts IMAX. The quote-unquote Hoyts IMAX.
Hoyts IMAX, yeah. I don't think it's a real IMAX, but that's just
an IMAX screen, but without the IMAX design, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that another day.
Yeah, but it was a good movie. It was a lot of fun. The story was good. Lots of great action. The special effects were great. The story was good. The character.
You just mentioned the story twice, I think.
That's because the story was good.
Mm.
The actors were very, very good. I thought they did a great job. The direction was good.
They chose the right sort of cast, didn't they? I mean, it is hard to reinvent the classic. They're not saying we're going to redo Star Trek Voyager and Next Generation Deep Space Nine. They really did say let's completely change the entire original cast, and they found some really talented people.
They did, yeah.
I did like Zachary Quinto, who was Spock. He's Siler in Heroes, which is where most people will know him from, or the geeks will anyway. Part of Uhuru kind of surprised me a lot because she was sexy, and maybe I'm from the wrong generation, but I never found Nicole's sexy.
Okay. And, of course... the Doctor was McCoy.
Oh, the Doctor, yeah, Carl Urban from Doom.
Brilliant.
Urban was in Doom. He was the Doom guy in a video game movie. But yeah, he was really good as McCoy. He was the part you don't expect to be.
No,
you didn't expect that part to just come off without a hitch. I think he was in some ways better than the original character, to be honest.
It certainly was a very good reflection of what the original character was, and I think you can look forward to. Something really good coming from this as we move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I will say one thing. They really pulled off an excellent movie. It's great if you're not just... Star Trek fans will love it. Star Trek connoisseurs will kind of sit there and go, this isn't correct and this isn't correct. And you have to kind of leave your reservations and prejudices at the door, because it's an absolutely fun movie. It's fun in the same tradition that Galaxy Quest was fun and that Serenity was quite fun. Even to an extent that Empire Strikes Back was the only good Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
This is... just an
was
amazing
there a good
blood.
Was there a good
no,
Star
Empire
Wars?
Strikes Back was okay. An excellent Star Wars movie. Okay. I'm a Star Wars not so much hater, but I don't like them much. And this was a lot of fun. This was the sort of thing that you go there with your friends. It's like Fifth Element and even Independence Day
was good fun.
Independence Day to an extent because they were fun.
Yeah.
This is
Star Trek,
a good blast.
A good ride.
Yeah, an absolute. And another thing I absolutely liked about it, even Eric Banner did a good job.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't seem like he was there half the time.
No.
But yeah, no, great movie. Recommend seeing it to everyone.
Absolutely.
Now we have a song that's nothing like Star Trek. You can list this one because I've lost the name.
Okay, it is Lucy Woodward and it is The Breakdown. Jazz. It's not for everybody. It's better than that. Whether your taste is trad, blues, straight ahead, hard bop, bebop, New Orleans funk, or Afro-Cuban, we play it for you. Every weekday, 11 till 1. Here on Radio 2 RDJ FM 88.1 or on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. Thank you.
88.1 Radio 2RDJ. This is the Gadget Grill, the last moments of the Gadget Grill. But if you were listening to that little radio bit beforehand, which I now have to put in the podcast, you'll find that we play jazz on 2RDJ. We play it a lot. We play every day. There's 2 hours worth of jazz here, basically. Every weekday.
At least. Every weekday.
And ending the show tonight will be some jazz from the Ray Brown Trio, the brilliant Ray Brown and his trio. Oh, and his duo. Ray Brown and his duo? Ray Brown Trio. Anyway.
Ray Brown Trio. Which Ray Brown Trio? There's lots of different theories.
It's the one that's used in this song.
That would be the one.
That would be the one. And right now we're going to talk about... This is our useless gadget per se. It's Star Trek related. We're about to talk about the last... This guy is never going to get laid again. Or if he does, it'll have to be with a green alien. Preferably the ones that Kirk sleeps with. This is a guy named Tom Alien. I think his name's Alien. Last name's A-L-L-E-Y-N-E. When his wife left him... He converted his
Which would have happened fairly quickly, I'd imagine.
With this, he poor bastard, he converted his 500 square foot flat into a Star Trek deck. And I can't stress how much this looks. He's a Voyager fan, so I'm a Voyager fan as well. That's the series I kind of liked. What did you like out of Star Trek?
I liked the original ones.
You really like the original?
Yeah, okay. The original ones, and the Next Generation wasn't bad, but I think the movies were generally fairly good.
Oh, not showing your trekkiness at all here.
No.
Anyway, he crafted everything out of timber and plexiglass, this is according to Gizmodo, then added LEDs and voice-activated lighting. Now, the process...
Give me Hitchhiker's Guide every day.
Exactly, yeah. The process bankrupted him, and even with that, he still managed to find enough money to update the deck to make it look like Voyager. What was interesting about all this is that even if he wanted to get laid, the place has no bed. So when his doctor suggested he begin sleeping on the floor for his back, the man saw it as an opportunity to add a transporter room. Seriously, a Star Trek home?
Would that double as the loo?
A Star Trek flat? I mean, what does your landlord think about this? He opens up and says, "Where's the holodeck or something?" What do you do? And how do you bring women back to this place?
The holodeck would be the squash court.
How do you bring back women to a place like this?
With a great deal of difficulty.
He's like, sorry, we can't sleep. There's no bed, but the transporter deck's magical at night.
But I tell you what, though. You go into the living room, you open up the windows. What a majestic view. The dumpster next door.
No. Well, I guess what really concerns me is that, when I grew up as a Star Trek fan, a Trekker. That's what they call them. Anyway, when I grew up as a Star Trek fan, I always wondered where the toilet was on the Enterprise. Don't know.
Well, they never showed them going to the toilet. They never go into
the toilet. I guess they kind of expect that they exist. Anyway, that's it for
They've got nothing to go on.
That's true. Literally. That's it for the Gadget Grill. Next week we're doing our CeBIT show because in Sydney, CeBIT is on this week.
So, technical exhibition, technical trade show.
We can talk to you about all the crap that's going to be there.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Right now, as we said, we have some jazz to end the show with, like we try to do every week. This is the Ray Brown Trio with Our Delight live from Starbucks.
In where?
New York, you know, because it's the Starbucks in New York.
Okay.
Anyway, have a good week, everybody. My name is Lee Stark.
My name is Gary Stark. We'll see you on the Gadget Grill next Sunday, 2RDJ FM 88.1, 9 p.m.
Have a great week.